Welcome back to another week of Eye of the Storm, a Guelph Storm podcast with myself, Ryan Drury, the voice of the Guelph Storm on Rogers TV. I'm very pleased to be joined by another one of the members of the team and another one of the rookie class who have been so impressive for the Storm this year. Joining me on the road, all the way from up in the Sioux, Ryland Singh. How are you, Ryland?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Well, yeah, like I mentioned, you're part of this rookie class that have made a big impact on the season so far. All of you guys have really not looked out of place or looked like rookies for a majority of your time this season that you've been on the ice. How have you felt the adjustments gone for yourself so far playing in your first OHL season?
I think it's been good. I think it's definitely been tough. It's definitely been an adjustment from minor hockey, but you know, we have a lot of resources here and a lot of the older guys that have made the adjustment a lot easier. So I think at the start of the season it was definitely tougher, but as it goes on, you know, I get more adjusted to it and I get more comfortable out there.
Well, and that's shown really from right at the start of the year. I mean, you guys have all gotten some pretty consistent ice time, and you know, depending on the situation, you know, when you're a rookie and you come in, sometimes that amount of ice time's not always a guarantee, but what's that been like for you to kind of get the call quite often from the coaching staff, Chad Wiseman and his group, and George Burnett as well, throwing you out there quite a bit this year? You've logged a lot of minutes already.
Yeah, it's been huge, you know, to see the coaches and George have trust in me to, you know, be out there, especially as a 16-year-old rookie defenseman. It's huge, and because I appreciate every opportunity, and then I just try to make the most of it when I'm out there.
Well, speaking of making the most of it and taking your opportunities, all of that culminated recently in your first career OHL goal against the Windsor Spitfires, which I'm sure was a very, very special moment for you and the family. Take us through what you remember about the play. We were very excited for you. I'm sure you and the whole family were excited as well watching it back. What did that moment mean to you?
Yeah, for sure. It meant a lot. You know, it's something I had as a goal coming into the season. So, I was getting a little worried. Maybe I was running out of games, but I was happy to score. But the play was just, I just kind of jumped up in the play. It was a 3-on-2. The puck was kicked out to Craner, and then he went cross ice to Charlie Paquette, who threw it on the net. And then I was just there to bang in the rebound.
Now, obviously, it was a great moment, and it's been a season of great moments for you. You've had a very eventful rookie year, but I want to step back and kind of go back in time here. I know you're a Pickering native, and I want to go all the way back to when you were a little kid and you first started falling in love with the game. What do you remember best about growing up in the Pickering area, and just kind of what led you to fall in love with hockey?
Yeah, I think I started skating when I was 2 years old. My dad just had me like at public skates. He would take me and my brother out there and we would just skate around the ice. I think just from a young age, I loved being out on the ice. And then also my brother, who also plays hockey or played hockey, he was like a big factor with like getting me into hockey. I'd always look up to him whenever we were out there on the ice, you know, trying to skate as well as him. And then just as soon as we started playing, I just kind of fell in love with it.
You know, as you grew up and started to kind of take the sport more seriously as you got older and advanced up the levels, you know, who were some people that inspired your hockey journey along the way? I mean, obviously you mentioned your brother, your dad, you know, your family had a big impact on you, but as you started getting a little older, who were some people that you remember best from along your hockey journey that, that you'd maybe like to thank along the way?
Well, I think my family's like a huge part of it, not just my, my parents and my brother, but my whole family, like my extended family as well. Whenever I couldn't get a ride to the rink, you know, my aunt was always there to help me out, drive me to the rink, or my grandparents always coming out and supporting a game. So I think just my family is a huge part of it. So I really like to thank them.
Well, they always say, you know, it takes a village to raise a child. It takes a small city to raise a hockey player. So, you know, it's great that you have that kind of relationship with your family and that they were all able to kind of chip in and help you get here. And I'm sure that makes it extra special for them watching. You know, as you kind of transitioned and started playing, you know, in your hometown, and then you start advancing up the levels, I noticed, you know, that obviously you played some time down in the U.S. at the Bishop Kearney Academy, which is a pretty vaunted program down there. What led you to make that decision and what brought you down there?
Yeah, it was their program, but they have a great program there, but it was also mostly COVID. Like we weren't playing hockey, and in Toronto or in Canada, but they were playing in the States. So when I got the opportunity to you know go down there, it was something that I kind of our family looked at with like a lot of just looked at with a lot of like thought and process went into it, and going down there was a good time.
Yeah, you had some spectacular numbers down there playing AAA, and obviously it led to a lot of success, and of course your name being called on draft day in the OHL, which it was another, I'm sure, big highlight moment for you. What do you remember best about getting the call from George and the Guelph Storm, and what did that mean to you to know that you were going to come to Guelph?
Yeah, it was huge. You know, I talked to Guelph a lot before the draft, and you know, just kind of waiting there during the draft to see your name pop up on the screen, and then getting the call from George to say I'd be part of the organization. It was huge, and it was something like I was really looking forward to, and an accomplishment that I definitely remember for a long time.
You know, you came in, and I remember draft night and talking to George a little bit about you and your game and some of the things that made them really excited about taking you. Obviously, your shot, your skating ability, but you've got a great offensive instinct. You're always trying to move the puck. You're really great at doing it. You can carry the puck, make a pass. Who kind of influenced that? Because, you know, I'm sure as a kid, you watched a lot of hockey growing up and watched a lot of other defensemen play. And, you know, nowadays in the modern game, it's kind of the age of the two-way defenseman, if you will. And you certainly fit that mold. Are there any guys that you watched at the pro level that you really tried to kind of maybe take a part of their game?
Yeah, definitely Erik Karlsson and PK Subban growing up, like as a younger kid. Definitely watching them. They're really offensive, and they're kind of in their primes when I was growing up. But now probably more Cale Makar and like Adam Fox, just watching them on TV. It's pretty special what they can do.
Yeah, it is pretty special. Are you gonna ever mix in that PK Subban reverse hit? Are we gonna see any of those from you anytime soon?
Maybe, hopefully, yeah. Hopefully you will.
I want to ask you as well, just about, you know, coming to the city. Obviously, it's a bit of a change. It's not that far away from where you grew up. It's a pretty similar area here in southwestern Ontario. But what was your impression of the city when you first showed up in Guelph? You know, I grew up not far from it. I've always loved the Royal City. How's your experience been so far?
It's been great. I love Guelph. The fans have been amazing, and then just the city's also been great. Like going to school here, living here, got nothing but good things to say about it. So it's been great.
Do you have any favorite haunts around the city that you guys frequently go to? Is there like a restaurant that sticks out, any particular spot that's kind of a staple for you in Guelph yet?
Probably just maybe East Sides or Chucks after practice, something like that, just where the boys can go out. Just grab a quick bite to eat, but yeah, probably one of those two places.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, those are good spots. I want to ask you just about the group this year, and obviously coming in as a rookie, you know, there's so many veteran leaders on this team. It's an older group. There's lots of 19-year-olds, and you've got a trio of overagers there that have been really impactful. And, you know, particularly on that blue line, I know Braden Hislop's hurt right now, but he's a veteran guy. He's been around the block, and obviously Chandler Romeo and the rest of that D-core. But a really veteran team. What's it been like for you mixing into that group and learning from some of those guys who are about to transition away from the OHL? I'm sure that they probably had a big impact on you.
Absolutely, yeah. All of them have just sharing like pro habits that they've kind of accumulated over the years, and like little tips and tricks, you know, rolling out, ice bathing after practice, after skates, just everything that kind of helps you, and everything that they're doing at the next level that they've already experienced. They're sharing that with me now, which is great. So I can learn that now, and then when hopefully if I can get to the next level, you know, it's something that I've already been doing for a while. So it's been great.
Again, I mentioned, you know, numerous times already, and to your other rookie teammates, that you guys really haven't looked like rookies. You've played some very solid minutes and provided a lot to this team. One of the best defensive teams in the entire league, as a matter of fact, and you have been all season. When you first came into the league, that first couple weeks, you know, getting into games and shaking those nerves off, I'm sure. Did you have a big moment where you were like, wow, this is my welcome to the OHL moment, or anything like that?
I don't know if I've had that yet, but just like every night, you know, playing in front of the crowd and warm-ups and just like just taking a look. I think every night I look around, and I'm like, wow, this is pretty special. So I'd just probably say every night.
Yeah, it's a great atmosphere at the Sleeman Center. That's for sure. One of the best buildings in the league for my money. I want to ask you a little bit too, just about, you know, the team this year. You know, you guys got off to a really great start. You've had some struggles recently, but, you know, I'm talking to you right after the big victory against London and, you know, coming down the stretch toward the playoffs where you guys are going to get some really valuable playoff experience and have the potential to make some noise too, the way you guys are playing over the last week. You know, getting that win, an emotional victory over the Knights, and of course, one against Owen Sound. As you look down the stretch drive here with some tough games still on the ledger, how are you guys feeling about, you know, the rest of the season here and your mentality going into the postseason?
Yeah, I think we all feel good. I think, you know, we know the process and we know what we need to do to be contenders when it comes to playoff time. So, you know, I think we just got to stick to that and then just use these games as building. And then when we get into the playoffs, we just got to show everyone what we can do. So I think that's something that we're looking forward to doing.
I want to ask you as well, just a little bit about your equipment. You know, it's something that people are interested in, and I've talked to all your teammates and some of them are very particular about their equipment and their routine on game day. Some of them are pretty loosey-goosey and don't really care. Where do you fall in that mix? Are you like very superstitious? Do you have a set routine with your equipment? And what kind of skates and stick are you using?
Yeah, so my stick is the AS6, so it's the tax line. And then my skates are the FT6 Pros, so that's the jet speed line for skates. And then superstitious, I'm not really superstitious. I used to be a lot. The only thing I would probably say is I get dressed left from right, left to right. But other than that, I like to keep it loose before the games and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't even call that one a superstition anymore. So many guys do that. I mean, hey, Nick Lidstrom did it his whole career. I mean, it's probably okay if he did it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that doesn't even strike me as a superstition anymore. In terms of your stick, I'm always interested in the lie and the flex that guys are using and the pattern as well. Are you super particular about it? And what are you using right now?
Yeah, so right now I like my sticks really whippy, so I have a 70 flex, and then my curve is the P92, or sorry, that would be if it was in power, it's the P29 in CCM, but yeah, that's kind of what I'm using right now.
That's a popular one among defensemen nowadays, that's for sure. And that's something that I think's changed over the years as well. You know, defensemen always used to have very stiff sticks, and now it's kind of with the offensive mentality gone the other way, where they all have very whippy sticks. Some of them are whippier than the forwards at times. Were you always a whippy stick guy, or did you transition to that?
No, it's always been like that since I was young. I just really like it. I think I can, you know, get a lot more flex on the shot, and then I just have always liked it like that.
Yeah, it's good for picking corners. Why not? You know, it's good for scoring first OHL goals too, obviously.
Yeah,
with
exactly.
Many more to come, I'm sure. I've talked to your teammates a little bit about this too, and it's been a real hot debate. And at some point, I keep saying this, we're going to have to organize a tournament. I don't know if you're a big NHL player, but everybody says Bonesy's the best. Ryan McGuire thinks he's the best at it. Have you played either of those guys? And if so, can you confirm? Because this is a big debate.
Yeah, I played Migsy or McGuire.
Okay.
He's really good. I haven't played Bonesy yet, but I know McGuire's really good. So who I've seen, I would say probably McGuire's the best, but I haven't seen Bonesy, so I gotta play him sometime soon.
Okay, yeah. I want you to report back to me. And a couple weeks ago, when I interviewed one of the newer members of the Storm, Brody Crane, who of course got an assist on your first goal, he said that he thinks he can beat anybody handily on the team. He thinks he's by far the best. What do you have to say to that? Does he strike you as a guy who's really good at the game?
Yeah, probably. He's probably pretty good, but I don't know if he can beat anyone handily, but yeah, he's probably pretty good.
Okay, yeah, we're going to have to settle this once and for all, because I fancy myself a pretty good NHL player, and I think I could probably beat all of you. So,
okay.
I'm just
Maybe.
saying. I'm just saying. I want to ask you as well, obviously, like, are there any other games that you're into? Because I know Nemesnikov's a big COD guy, and he's into like Rainbow Six and all that shooter stuff that I'm terrible at. I'm not participating in one of those playoffs. I'm not COD guy, that's for sure. But Nemesnikov's into that. There's a couple Fortnite guys on the team. Are you big into any of those?
No, not really. It's just whenever I play video games, it's just chill. But yeah, I used to play a lot of Fortnite when I was younger, but not so much anymore.
Good lad. Chell's all you need, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, Chell and FIFA. FIFA's kind of bad now, but I'll still get into the soccer every now and again, too. When you were growing up, were you a big Leaf fan, or did you kind of find your own way in terms of an NHL team? Did you have a favorite team or any favorite players?
Yeah, my favorite NHL team was Buffalo growing up. Yeah.
The Buffalo Sabres. Okay. That's interesting because, of course, you know, I don't know if you figured from my last name, but my cousin used to be the captain of the Buffalo Sabres back in the day. Drury, and obviously in New York now. So I was a Buffalo Sabres fan on the side. I'm still a big Washington guy, but I always cheered for Chris when he was down there. The Sabres are a great market. They got to win a Stanley Cup someday. That market deserves it, I think. Are you a Bills fan too then?
I don't watch too much football, to be honest, but
okay.
If I were to root for a team, it'd probably be the Bills. So
you just made a lot of people in Southern Ontario very happy with that statement, I think. I want to know as well, you know, this has been another interesting thing to me talking to your teammates this year. The dressing room strikes me as a very big country room. You guys are very into country, which is not really up my alley, but that's okay. Are you in that group? Are you a big country fan? What kind of music are you into if you were in charge of the aux cord?
Yeah, I'm not a huge guy on music, but if I were to pick, I'd probably go with country. I know Cam likes to throw on rap whenever he's on aux, but whatever the boys are playing, you know, it's good with me. I'm not really too picky when it comes to that.
Okay, well, I've also asked all your teammates to pick a custom goal song, and maybe does one come to mind then? If you're not a giant music guy, like if you could pick a goal song, is there something that strikes you that comes to mind?
Yeah, I'd probably go with Don't Stop the Party by Pitbull.
I love that you had an answer right teed up. Some guys really had to think about it. You were like Pitbull immediately. I love it.
Yeah.
That would be a good one. That'll get the people at Sleeman Center moving. We all know that Spike likes to get the crowd pumped up. I think if you scored and they started blaring Don't Stop the Party, the Sleeman Center would be bumping. That's a good one. I like that. Well, hey, the Buffalo Sabres, you know, maybe someday if you ever end up playing there, who knows? Who knows what the future holds? They're letting guys pick custom goal songs. Everybody's got their own goal tune. I know Jeff Skinner's using like a High School Musical tune. There's a lot of different stuff. There's a lot of different stuff going on down there. I also want to know a little bit about, you know, growing up and kind of finding your way in the game. And I'm sure that there were a lot of coaches that had a big impact on you as well that you can kind of think back on. Who are some that maybe stick out because, you know, they spend a lot of time with you at the rink when you're a kid. I'm sure you have a few that kind of come to mind that really stick out.
Yeah, I'd probably say my coach last year for U16, Rob Shelton. He played a huge part last year for me, you know, developing me and teaching me OHL habits and, you know, preparing me for like the draft and what would come next and just creating good habits. So I'd probably go with him, Rob Shelton. Yeah.
Very good. Before I ask you my patented wrap up question for the players, I also would be remiss if I didn't touch on the fact that in this crazy rookie season that you've had, which has had a lot of big moments for you, that included representing your country at the under-17 challenge. And it worked out pretty well for you because you skated home with a gold medal around your neck. What did that mean to you to put on the Team Canada sweater? Because that's a giant moment for a lot of kids. A lot of kids don't get to do it in their career. What did it mean to you to put on your national sweater and win?
No, it was huge. It was definitely everything I've been working for, you know, to put on the sweater, but also to win gold is huge. But like, yeah, you know, words can't really describe it. It's definitely something that you know, I'll remember forever. And it was an awesome experience.
As you should, my friend. Well, I want to ask you my wrap-up question. I ask all your teammates to do this. I want you to put yourself in a dream starting lineup. You're obviously playing defense, so I need a defense partner for yourself, three forwards, and a goalie. Doesn't even have to be NHL guys. Could just be anybody. Anybody you've played with, maybe former teammates. It's all up to you. Build me a dream starting lineup with you on defense. Go ahead.
So I'd probably go with McDavid, Gretzky, and Matthews up front. And then I would
It's a
go,
lot of power.
yeah, it is. And then me on defense, and then probably Bobby Orr as my D partner.
Wow.
Yeah. And then if I was talking about NHL, I'd probably go with Carey Price. But if I was talking about with anyone, I would throw my brother in that because he's a goalie.
Oh, amazing. There you go. Some love for the brother. I love that. That's a heck of a lineup, man. I know the Sabres fans will be upset you didn't say Dominic Hasek, but that's okay. It's a little before your time, the Dominator. That's
yeah.
A great lineup, man. Bobby Orr and you on defense, man. I don't think anybody would touch the puck with you guys out there, let alone Gretzky up the middle. Oh my God. That would be really something. Well, Ryland, again, congrats on scoring your first goal, the season you've had here. Again, you guys all haven't really looked like rookies to me out there, and you have a bright future. I know Storm Nation is very excited to see what you can continue to do in the Royal City. Thanks so much for doing this, my friend. I really, really appreciate it.
No, thank you for having me anytime.
All right, everybody. Remember, you can find this podcast on YouTube. You can find it on all your favorite podcast apps. There's links on the Guelph Storm website. And hey, if you want to come down to the Sleeman Center and watch Ryland Singh and his teammates in the drive toward the playoffs, you can get tickets on the Guelph Storm website and at the box office at the Sleeman Center. We'll be back next week with more Eye of the Storm.